ABC Radio Australia.
Tonga won't be introducing the death penalty to crack down on drug traffickers in the country, as concerns continue to mount that the kingdom is facing a local crisis with a growing number of people, including children, who are becoming addicted to illegal substances. Now, the country's parliament's speaker, Lord Whakawhānua, proposed the legislative changes last month, but the majority of MPs didn't support his push for capital punishment. Instead, they voted in favour of sentencing the worst drug offenders to life in prison. Now, the Mentangitonga newspaper recently reported that foreign diplomats, including Australia's High Commissioner, had in fact expressed their views to Tonga's Justice Minister, Saimiu Vaipulu. And he joins me on the line this morning. Malo.
Malo.
Minister, thank you for joining us this morning. Were you in support of using the death penalty for certain drug offences?
Well, I was the first to object to the whole idea because I wanted to see government doing everything it can before introducing capital punishment.
The speaker who proposed those changes had suggested the stronger penalties to deal with the drug abuse in Tonga, saying that it impacted on Tonga society quite massively, child labour paid with drugs, a rise in crime and broken families. Is that the picture that you are seeing in Tonga at the moment as well?
Yes, but I also see that we have not done all what we can before we impose capital punishment.
And what is it that you want to see done to address these issues?
We need to rehab these people and start teaching the kids when they are still young to go against drugs, but we haven't done that.
And do colleagues within the parliament share your views about needing to put, resources and money towards rehabilitation?
Yes.
And have you proposed putting forward money or bills to look specifically at this?
Yes, we are concentrating on setting up plans to fight all these drugs.
And what would those plans include?
Well, in prison, I'll talk about prisons. We've increased our capacity on, we have a special division to take care of drugs. And we are trying to think of a way of getting these people rehabilitated so that they can, when they come out, they can do something better instead of drugs.
And what is your view on the punishment of life imprisonment for people who do drug offences?
Yes, it should be done that way. They should be given a chance to have a better life, and they should be given all the opportunity that can be given to them.
A lot of the key players in sort of sourcing the drugs that do end up in Tonga come from overseas. Will punishing people within Tonga who commit drug offences actually address the wider issue and the source of the drugs?
I think, yes, it should. It should address that.
You're listening to Tonga's Justice Minister, Saimiu Vaipulu, about the kingdom's attempts to deal with its drug crisis, a recent proposal to introduce the death penalty for certain drug offences. Minister, ahead of the parliamentary debate on whether to introduce the death penalty, were you approached by foreign diplomats, including Australia's High Commissioner?
Yes, we've they did the New Zealand, Australian, and British. They gave me their concerns, and we shared what we can do, and we are looking forward that we will work together with them.
And what sort of assistance will they be providing?
It's always rehab and more education towards kids and several other things like deportees, because most of the problems now, it's deportees. So we ask them if we have some deportees from overseas, have them rehabilitated in Australia and New Zealand before ever sending them here to Tonga. But right now, New Zealand and Australia and even the United States, when they have people with problems, they flood them over here to our islands without doing anything about them. And they come here and do the same thing here.
And what was the response from Australia, New Zealand to that proposal of potentially rehabilitating people who are already in Australia before they go back to Tonga?
The response was quite promising. We are looking forward to start talking on that and seeing how best we can tackle all these problems.
And what are the next steps for you, specifically right now in Tonga, off the back of this, moving forward in tackling this issue?
Yes, we have increased the budget on drugs, fighting drugs already. And we think it's promising that we can get this done within some few years from now.
Is there a specific year that you're planning to have your goals achieved?
Not really. I cannot promise that. We are trying our best.
Well, thank you very much for joining me here on Pacific Beat to chat through all of this. Tonga's Justice Minister Samiu Vaipulu, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Mahalo.
That was Tonga's Justice Minister Samiu Vaipulu chatting with me there.